Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
England, the losers against West Indies in the World 2020 final in Calcutta. And let's talk with Lancashire spinner Stephen Parry. Morning to you, Stephen.
Morning, how are you?
Very, very good indeed. Have you ever seen anything like that? That final over, four sixes on the trot. Just how difficult is that?
Yeah, I thought England had enough there, and I didn't see that coming, to be honest.
I don't think anyone saw it coming. Just put it into perspective, if you like, Stephen. When you're trying to hit four sixes under that amount of pressure, I mean, a six is difficult, you know, at any time of the game, isn't it? But to hit four consecutively, how much mental strength does that show?
Oh, yeah, it's an outstanding effort, isn't it? So, to hit the ball so cleanly. But even some of the balls, he didn't get too cleanly. He's a really strong fella, isn't he? And you could, he only has to get a little bit of it and it goes. But it was a tough night against Stokes. It can be quite cruel sometimes.
Yeah, quite cruel, really cruel. I mean, what a way to lose the game. You know, an awful lot of pressure placed on the bowler at that stage of the game. And many headlines today talking about how, you know, Stokes, the blame doesn't lie with him. What do you think about how he should have handled that final over?
Yeah, you know, that's the fine margins. You know, the game before, he did really well and ended up winning England the game. And obviously, when you have that role in the team, you're going to have your ups and downs. But the only bad thing from Ben's point, who obviously knows very well, is a good friend. Mm. And it's just you don't want it to happen in a World Cup final, and obviously it did. So it's a bit more highlighted if it was on the you know, if it was for Durham. Sometimes you get spoke about, but it soon gets put to bed. But this might go on for a few days. But knowing Ben, knowing him well, and what sort of bloke and a cricketer he is, he'll soon bounce back from that.
Strong character. Might find the positives out of it.
Oh, yeah, you know, he obviously he's really disappointed. He's going to be. It's natural, but knowing how he is as a bloke and how he is as a character, it won't affect him at all. He'll just come back. He'll just keep coming back. And that's the right attitude to have, because another day he could have won that game and the papers could have been slightly different.
Well, what did Ben Stokes do wrong, if you like, Stephen, in that over in terms of how he addressed his bowling?
I think obviously he's gone from Jarker and, you know, he's not managed to execute his skills, basically. I thought the second ball wasn't too bad, but that was a great shot in the second six. But obviously he's decided at the top of his mind that he wants to get in the block hole. You know, it's very easy for me to just stand there and go, he could have maybe gone wider at him, try and hide the ball, or, you know, once the first two sixes have gone. But the thing is that Ben's obviously practiced it a lot, and he's not got it right on that, like, you know, in that short, which is hurting. But I think the main thing is that he was at the top of his mind, knowing what he wanted to ball. He just didn't manage to execute his skills. And obviously, in that sort, you don't get at any bigger stage than that. And in that sort of level, if you don't get that right, then you can get really hurt. You can get hurt a lot easier than, you know, than a cricket on a Saturday, club-wise.
In terms of entertainment, you can't fault the tournament at all.
No, and I think from an England point of view, it's only real positive. Obviously, I was really gutted that I didn't make the 15. But obviously, one of the reasons why I was really gutted, I want to watch play for England. The second one is that I knew how talented players they've got at the minute. And I want to be part of that, because I think they are, especially in that format, they're very close to doing something special, which they proved this tournament. You know, it's been an absolutely fantastic effort for England fans after what happened in the last World Cup in the 50 over, where they've come from now. I think all you can do is praise the England and the England setup and what they've managed to achieve.
Yeah, obviously you had the success with Lancashire with the T20 title last year. You would have liked to have continued that and been involved in this World Cup.
Yeah, obviously I was unlucky to miss out. You know, I had a lot of people saying I should be there, and everyone's allowed their opinion, you know, but that's an H. And, you know, if some person wouldn't want you there, don't fancy picking you, then you don't go. That's the way it is. But, you know, it's not obviously, like I said, I was disappointed because I know how fancy them group of players had it at the minute. I've got to this tournament, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Sorry, I think we just slightly lost you for 1 second there, Stephen. Just shift to the side. Make sure we get the best signal off your phone. Just in terms of like players who've come out of the tournament with a fair degree of pride. Joe Root, unbelievable. Willie as well. Butler. Yeah. There's quite a few, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's really pleasing from an England point of view. He's like, obviously, how people have stepped up as well. You know, when the pressure's on the world stage and obviously play with Gaffin on, I know really well. You know, it's really great to see these guys. These are my friends, so it's really great to see these guys do it on the world stage and consistently. You know, obviously, I think Josh Butler and Joe Root are going to be two special cricketers for England over the next 10 years. I think they're going to break records. You're going to see them even get better and better, which is only fantastic for this cricket.
Well, what were you thinking when Root got 2 wickets in the first over?
I was thinking, not good on him, but very fantastic. But you know, I want to be bowling that over. but he's absolutely amazing. You know, I think you know throwing him in, I captured him by Owen, so obviously a really. Really different mood to what we've done in the tournament, but I think that's what's so refreshing about the team at the minute. You know, the fearless, and they just want to go at opposition, which is different how they were in the past. Mm. And having that sort of attitude they've got is fantastic. Yeah, sometimes it's going to hurt them the way they play, but they're going to win more games than they lose, and you can't ask for more than that. And with Joe obviously being on catching fire in the tournament, I thought it was a great move giving him the guy. He's having a great tournament. He's on fire. Let him have a ball as well, and it obviously pays off. It shows you when confidence is up. You've got to keep getting the people in the game.
Yeah, part of the roller coaster of the match, wasn't it? I understand the whole sledging thing during the match, but the comments from Marlon Samuels after the game, I think just take things a little bit too far. Still taunting Ben Stokes afterwards. Does that disappoint you a bit?
Yeah, a little bit, because obviously. You know, it's pretty hard for me to comment on, but you know, obviously Ben's really hurting, and I think he's just, you know, you just got to have a bit more appreciation, what's going on in the bigger picture. Obviously, Marlon's on the end of winning the World Cup, Ben's on the other side of it where, you know, he's not had a good time for that over, and I think he's got to have some sort of respect. But that's up to him, that's his choice, you know, if he wants to do that, then leave him be.
Okay, I really appreciate time this morning, Stephen, and hopefully you'll find your way into that squad very soon. Stephen Parry from Lancashire, thank you, pal.
No problem, all the best.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.